The major challenge in there.
I wonder how this is affecting.
It's mismanagement of the cash
waterfall mechanism
within that sector. Look, the money that is reserved for the IPPs in the category A or tier one group, we've seen letters or recited letters that is saying that this $45 million is going to be increased or should be increased to $59.5 million.
Right.
Dollars. I mean, how that in today's even exchange, foreign exchange, is around 960 million Ghana cedis. ECG does not collect in a month.
But the ECG is under this mechanism, it's supposed to collect 1 billion Ghana cedis.
Yes.
So if what you are saying is it should be the yardstick, then clearly the category A will take everything.
There's nothing
there will be nothing left for Gridco, VRA, and Bui. The reason why We are picking information. We, for example, you know, Gridco, for example, find it difficult sometimes to even pay salaries on time. What is the story with VRA?
VRA is suffering same. The only relief sometimes we get is that we have, as he mentioned, NETCO, where we sell power to, from the Bronga Hafo areas all the way to the north, Tamale, Boga area, Boku area. So it helps a little bit with liquidity. But other than that, I mean,
VRA, what about export of power?
Yes, we do some exports. You know, remember the president
there was a directive when we were having the power issues that we should
come down, and then as such, we have reduced our exports. But some little exports do go. There's some conversation too in there where we know independent power producers are also interested in the export market. But I always ask that, okay, why did the IPPs come into being? Why did they come into Ghana? They came into Ghana to help the energy sector. So how come they want to stay in Ghana, use Ghana's gas, generate, and sell to some other people outside the country? That is a question for us all within the sector and then the industry to really digest, think through, and find solutions to some of these.